Mako Stewart from USA interviewed Dadaji in Calcutta. Then he arranged computer tests of Dadaji, how he is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. Mako Stewart was to be operated in Houston Operation Theater, and Dadaji and myself, and we are all in a room in Los Angeles. And the computer brain specialist, they were interviewing and taking the test of Dadaji with cords tied with his brain and fingers. And Dadaji proved, talking to everybody in the room at the same time, he was in Houston Operation Theater with fragrance and manifestations of an elderly man. And Mako Stewart was cured, later came to Calcutta to meet Dadaji. The whole computer test was being televised and recorded for the worldwide message of Dadaji by NBC. In the beginning of the interview, you cannot hear distinctly because I could not directly put the mic before Dadaji. I recorded it from a bit away. This was in Calcutta Grand Hotel, where the interview was taken. Later on, the computer test was in Los Angeles in 1978, National Broadcasting Corporation of USA. In the beginning, Mac was, Dadaji, you are the family man, Bolli, yes. You have got a toy shop for earning, Bolli, yes, I have got a toy shop in Calcutta, I am a family man with wife and two children, one son and one daughter. Then you can understand, this portion was not so clear. Now, toy shop means the whole world is Dadaji's toy shop. As like we movie actors, the whole world is his cinema. He likes to move the world like we act in films. The whole world is his family. World cannot be discarded to be spiritualist. Mako Stewart from USA interviews Dadaji for World Message.
Worldwide television devotion. We also understand that this presentation is about the presentation of the universe. I'm saying you are a family man, is that correct? Are you also a businessman?
Yes.
And how old are you now, Dadaji?
How old?
Oh, you look very young, about 50 years old, but how old are you?
I'm 70 years old.
More than 70 years old. How long have you come to have a strong relationship with God?
From my boyhood, I love people. I know other than him, I know.
What is God, Dadaji?
God is unique. He is divinity. He can say, God is Dadaji, Dadaji.
And how do you know that God is within you when you realize it?
My control. He is chanting for 4 hours inside of us, pulling the heart.
We'll go over that one again. The answer that you've told me before is that it's your heartbeat. You tell us your heartbeat making love to you 24 hours a day.
Yes, that is called mana.
Yes, the heartbeat making. The chanting within you is a heartbeat making love 24 hours a day. Yeah. And then it's the feeling, entire orgasm of being reunited with yourself.
Yes.
So I'll ask you again, Dadaji, how do you know that when God is within you?
How?
Do you know when God is within you?
I'm living, I'm talking, and he's dancing with the Buddha. Sometimes I hear that dancing. The dream is always with me, with that one hour.
More him as well.
Manaham.
Manaham
is the what he does in Pedro. He's a Manaham.
Manaham is what?
Pardon?
Manaham.
Manaham is the what he does in Pedro.
And how does it feel what he does inside of you?
Then I don't know. But
it was not very distinct, but Dadaji said, all over the world, people have seen what is Mahanam, that within, Mahanam is within that flash on the paper, or somebody heard of it in the ears. So Dadaji hears it, feels it all the time. He himself is the Mahanam of himself.
Mahanam.
Mahanam is the what he does in Pedro.
And how does it feel what he does inside of you?
Then I don't know. But so many people call not be that. That is called Ramokya.
Dadaji says, when one sees Mahanam, it is not with this eye. That inner eyes, the inner sun, that is called Brahma Jnana. Not, it cannot be seen by mind and attachment. So it is called the total knowledge of Him, not with this eye, human eyes.
Not this eye.
What are the main barriers, the things that keep us apart from this feeling of the God within us?
Oh, barrier is the ego.
What is the ego?
Ego, that is, suppose, whatever it is, I am you. I cannot do anything other than him. That is called ego. Now, even if you say meditation and ashram, these, that, that is all ego.
You're saying that meditation itself is ego?
Of course.
How is that? Many people seem to use it to get away from their current attachments.
Meditation and other. You want to say that meeting people show that meditated and do other.
No, I mean, meditation for some people is useful to get away from the ego, to get away from the attachments of this or that.
That is it. Because meditation. Meditation itself is it. Because I'm doing that meditation, why? To control our desire or anything. Is it not?
Yes.
It is the absurd. Because when we have come in the earth, with those desires, We invented them.
You invented those desires. Huh? You invented those desires. Huh? The ego invented the desires.
Oh,
what is it that is about the ego, about happiness and unhappiness?
Ego, happiness and unhappiness. Happiness and unhappiness is just have a question. Ego, what is happiness and what is not happiness? Happy and happiness, we do not know. Sometimes I love you. I like to talk to you. After a few days, I don't like you. Everything is my fault. We are talking.
Even human love is ego.
Human love is also ego. But human love, when you do not know what you like, love you, immediately, you are thinking. But you just can't express it in you. It is you self itself. In that sense, mind function is self.
And how do you get rid of this mind function and this ego function?
Mind function is the ego function.
And how do you get rid of it?
Huh?
How do you get rid of it? How do you leave it behind?
All right. When you sleep, at that time, is there any mind function?
Not that you're aware of.
Hmm?
Not that you know.
Next, I'm telling you, suppose you are walking, you are starting to go somewhat. What? You are going to walk, mind function is.
Yes, starting.
Starting. When you start that walk, deeply, you do not know. Then it also.
Going beyond the mind.
Beyond the mind.
You're a very controversial figure in India today, Dadaji. What is it that makes you so controversial to be against traditional religion?
Religion.
Yes, the traditional religions of being a Christian, a Muslim, a Hindu. What is wrong with that?
Religion is near 2,000 to 3,000 years. That is one moving. Mankind is one. Religious also one. Truth is one. So language is one. After that, there is all man-made. All the religions. You are a Christian, I am a Muslim, he is a Muslim, he is there. That's all man-made. There is no connection with him. He is doing one. So everything.
But Dadaji, why don't you go by the name of like Bhagwan or Baba or Mohan or Acharya, one of these other titles?
These titles are only for the business part. Because I am a God, if realized person, he cannot accept that God. If I say that I am a God, then he will think that you are everything is everywhere is no survival.
So what do you have against
it? And not only that, you cannot be a survival.
So what's wrong with the guru?
What do you mean by guru?
All these people that go by the name of gurus in India.
It was in the time of Bodhi, so many thousands back. Guru, that is Acharya. Acharya, what do you mean by Acharya? Acharya, that is those who speaking. Speaking, not speaking. Speaking means I am a teacher. I am a father.
What do they mean by guru today?
Guru today. Today guru is a I do not know how almost of the guru is a business and institution. But real guru cannot have in any circumstances you cannot. You cannot give him anything and he cannot accept anything. If he accepts, then you
many of us think that you are far from ordinary. But tell us, what about you think about the sensual pleasures such as sex? Is this, what should one do about that?
Sex. It is a military force. We have got no. We should not bother for that. Because it may come at the time of birth, we have invited them. Invited them, they come with us. We should not disturb them. Automatically, he will be open. If you go to disturb, ultimately, you will be open. Every family, all our inverse is this. It is this family, my daughter, my grandson, myself, mother, father, everything is this. I have come here only for certain activities. That's all right. Then I should have to offer everybody. Thank you. So how can you say, he is my son or daughter or wife, he is there. That is all these things.
Could you summarize for us, Dadaji, the way to self-realization, the path where you realize yourself become reunited?
Realization is a fact one. From these we live. No need of anything. Just remember that you are with me. And if you remember this, and we will work with us. Realization will come automatically once. Don't try to do anything.
Okay. Thank you, Dadaji. It was very lovely. Appreciate having you here very much.